That's brand new out of Chicago. That's Dave Weld. And you know I wouldn't interrupt somebody's music like that unless I had him on the phone. Mr. Dave Weld, are you there?
I'm right here.
Dave Weld, how you doing today, man? This is a brand new
CD. Cool.
We're playing your brand new Delmark CD out here on the coast. You're sitting in Chicago somewhere getting ready for your gig tonight, right?
Yeah, we're working.
Yeah,
I
love this. I love the bumper sticker on your guitar. It says, maybe your guitar case. It says, "No bar too far."
Yeah, I got that in the Helena, Arkansas, the King Biscuit Blues Fest.
I love that. That's great. You guys out in Chicago, you're really geared up for that too, because from Chicago, you could go north, south, east, or west. And, you know, you could go out to Lincoln, Nebraska. You could go down to Memphis or St. Louis. You could go over
to
New York. You could go up into Canada. Or you could drive all the way out to the Bay Area.
Okay, I'm ready. Just Dave, give me the date and the time.
There you go. Dave Weld, your brand new CD is called Burn in Love. It's on Delmark Records. And, Dave, why don't you just briefly introduce yourself for the listening audience?
My name is Dave Weld, Delmark recording artist from Chicago, Illinois. And we've been working at this CD for about 10 years.
You mean you've been working on making this CD for about 10 years, right?
Yeah.
And in those years, are you still affiliated and playing with Little Ed, or are you not with Little Ed at all anymore?
Well, we both had different bands. We're good friends.
So you don't play with Little Ed anymore at all?
We sit in and jam.
Oh, okay.
And then we played on the CD together.
Right. But for years, you were in Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. That's where a blues audience that's listening to a blues radio show anywhere in the country might have seen you already, right?
Yeah, because Ed and I started that band together.
There you go. And in the liner notes, I was extremely impressed with your history in the blues, because J.B. Hutto, Little Ed's uncle, I believe, or his distant cousin, played a big part in not only getting you two together, but also your blues upbringing. Mr. J.B. Hutto really had an effect on you, didn't he?
Yeah, he was really one to give me confidence, is what it amounts to. Because at that point, I was drifting from little cheap band to little cheap band, and trying to learn at the same time, and getting kicked in the butt, you know. And I did an article on JB for Living Blues magazine, and it turned out to be the cover story. And I got to know JB, and he said, "Well, why don't you start coming over to the house?" You know.
Wow.
And he lived in Harvey, so I go over there every Tuesday night, and he would say, "Okay, come on, get your guitar," you know, and I'd back him up, and
wow.
Then that, you know, maybe a half hour, and then. And then he'd say, "Well, okay, now it's your turn. You're the leader. I'll back you up."
Really?
Yes. And then, he backed me up, you know. And he wouldn't be, you know, he wouldn't pull any punches. He, you know, said, "Don't do that. Don't do that." And he goes, "What are you playing out of key for? Stay in key. Stay in key."
Isn't that amazing?
You know, and you know, it's just, you know, things like that. But he goes, "You know, that last one was good. That was solid, man."
And how long did that go on, Dave?
I can't remember, really.
Well, four or five years?
Maybe,
10 years?
Well, that part of it, about 2 or 3 years.
2 or 3 years. That must have had a major effect on you. And J.B. Hutto also got you and... Is it his cousin or his nephew?
It's his nephew, Little Ed.
His nephew, right. He got you and Little Ed together, and like you said, you guys started that band together, and you guys blew up the world, man. You guys came out of Chicago. You came out of Chicago about the time that Stevie Ray Vaughan was coming out of Texas, and it was like this two bull goats just meeting and slamming into each other, because I remember hearing the records coming out at the same time, and you guys were probably passing each other on the road, and Little Ed was blowing up, and you were in that band, and speak about those days, man.
Man, you got a good memory. That what happened was, we were on the west side of Chicago, kind of in the ghetto, you know, taking these little gigs where they pay $7 a man.
$7 a man, okay.
Yeah, and we're in there, you know, real ghetto gigs. And then I got us a gig on the north side, and it was our first big gig. It paid $100
wow.
for the whole band.
Wow.
Yeah, for the whole bit. But, you know, to us, it was like, Wow,
a lot of money.
$25.
Yeah, sure.
And so we played there every Saturday or something. I think it was called O'Toole's.
Every Saturday then, for $100. Wow.
And I went over to Navy Pier on one of those days, and there's this guy, and he was actually playing blues, and it was actually grooving, you know, really great, and it was real inspirational. The guy was just jamming. And
who was this guy at Navy Pier?
Oh, Stevie Ray, you know.
Oh, okay. You mean you went to a show of Stevie Ray Vaughan's?
Yeah, it wasn't
just a guy sitting out by himself on a pier. You mean you went to a show at Navy Pier?
Yeah, it was a killer show.
Okay, because
he was playing. He was playing his first CD. You know that.
Sure.
All that stuff.
Texas
you know.
Flood and all that, right?
Yeah.
So he blew your mind, right?
And yeah, he did. And especially, I the first song I walked in on, he started and kicked off Pride and Joy. You know.
Right.
And there was, older black guys at the show, and they were just, you know, they stood up cheering, you know.
Yeah, Stevie had that effect on everybody right across the spectrum. And
yeah.
you guys had already had the band together, your band together, and then you got signed by Alligator very soon after that, right?
Yeah, and the main one we crossed paths with and was being considered with Ed was Robert Cray at the time.
Ed was being compared to Robert Cray?
Well, as far as rising stars, not as far as style.
Right.
You know, it was a whole different thing.
Yeah.
As far as rising stars, you know, young black guys that are writing their own tunes.
Sure.
And coming out with, you know, CDs.
Right. We're talking to Dave Weld, Delmark recording artist. He's speaking about his time with Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. If you ever saw that band, anybody listening to these airwaves, You saw Dave Weld in that early band, and Dave, when did you separate from Ed and get on your own thing? How long have you been doing your own thing now?
Since about 88, 89.
Oh, gosh. Many years then. Man. Yeah, like you said, you've been working on this CD for 10 years.
You know, Aunt B says, you know, we're not spring chickens anymore.
We're sure not. I think Billy Flynn might have said that too, you know.
Oh, yeah. He probably got it from Aunt B, too.
He might have. And that's another great thing about the scene that you're involved in, especially out there in Chicago, is that it's kind of like a down-home, small neighborhood. Even though you guys live far apart, some guys might live way out, but all the players that work Chicago, you're all like a big family, and you all know each other. And, you know, whether everybody gets along perfectly.
Actually, pretty much get along.
Do they?
You're trying to compete, and you're trying to maybe do better even. But on the other hand, your understanding and empathy, you know, comes out a lot.
Sure.
Because, you know, they're just trying to make a buck like you. They probably got the same set of problems as you do, or the same set of, you know, little victories and little defeats, and you know, you just keep going.
Right.
And you know, it's nice to, if you don't know somebody specifically, if you run into them at a concert, you know, or away from home, it's Chicago. It's, hey man, how you doing?
Right.
You know, oh man,
sure.
Have you seen old so and so? You know.
Yeah.
And talk about common friends. You know.
Right.
Stuff.
Right. I love this quote from Bob Kester on the back of your CD, the owner of Delmark Records, the record label you're on. He says, blues is like opera music. The singing and the lyrics are the most important part. Dave Weld knows this, and he sings and writes extremely well. He also plays a great stinging guitar, often in the slide tradition of J.B. Hutto, Elmore James, etc. He puts his heart and soul into every aspect of the art that's now his business. Many blues fans are familiar with Dave as a result of his gigs with J.B. Hutto and the association with Little Ed, J.B.'s nephew. Dave hasn't recorded since 1996 due to a family member's illness, but now he's back with an excellent and loyal band, I might add. Bob Kester, complete notes are
he's
in close.
He's a pretty kind guy.
Yeah, he sure is. Well, Bob is just an icon in the blues world. He's got that Delmark Records, the longest-running independent record label. He doesn't mess around. He's not trying to have hit records. He's trying to help out blues guys get their stuff out. And as far
as sharp too.
Yeah, well, he's been around so long, he's got to be for sure. Dave, why don't we take another listen? Why don't we take a listen to another one of the tracks on your CD? This is called Ramblin'. You want to say anything about this?
It's a tune that has a bunch of influences. Actually, I got the little bass line from Ed. We used to do that bass line, 15, 20 years ago. And I decided, you know, I'm going to write this about Chicago, about what JB told me. JB said, you got to leave Chicago.
Aha. Uh-huh. This is Ramblin'.
It's a rough town.
This is Ramblin' by Dave Weld and the Imperial Flames. Dave Weld and the Imperial Flames. We got him on the phone right now, live out of Chicago, Illinois. Dave, you got an infamous sax player in this band, and a lot of people don't know how to pronounce his name. For years, I thought it was Abe. It's A-B-B-E, and I called him Ablock, but his real name is Ablock, isn't it? No, it's A-B-B,
yeah.
Not A-B-B-E,
L-O-C-K-E. Abe is Lincoln.
Yeah, right, there you go. Well, he's from the land of Chicago, too, man, you know. But Ablock
is originally from Cotton Plant, Arkansas.
Okay, but he's been in Chicago. As a matter of fact, I was looking through my 45s today. I'm going to do a 45 special after my regular show today, and I found an Ablock 45.
Come on.
Yeah, on Rooster
you
Blues.
You got Cleo's back.
Yeah, on Rooster Blues Records.
Man, that's a great cut, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to play it for the folks after the noon hour. And I actually have that in the flip side, too. And I forget what the flip side is, but...
Otis Rush has got the guitar.
That's right.
On.
It says it right on the record. Jim O'Neill's Rooster Blues Records when he first moved down to Mississippi. But speak about Ablock. How long has he been in your band? How long have you known him?
About 10 years, maybe 12.
And he had a career for many, many years before he started playing with you, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I think before I was born, about... Or when I was, you know, playing with preschool, he was out gigging. He moved to Memphis when he was 17 or so, 15.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he had to fend for himself, and he started playing gigs, and he got gigs with Junior Parker, Bobby Bland,
King. Oh, man.
And then he moved, somebody said there was a gig he could get up in Milwaukee, and he went up there, and there was a drunk talking, and it wasn't for real. And he had to pawn his horn to get to Chicago, and he was on his last day of money, and he ran into an old friend, somebody he had befriended earlier in his life, who they just met on the street. And so that gave him a place to stay. And then he went to sit in and got a job with Earl Hooker.
Oh, man.
And Junior Wells. And then eventually, not too long after that, the Wolf heard him and hired him, you know, Howlin' Wolf.
Sure.
And he stayed with Wolf a number of years.
He was part of that Eddie Shaw and the Wolf Gang.
Well, he was before Eddie Shaw.
Really?
I think Eddie got the job after Ab.
Interesting. We're talking to Dave Weld. His brand new CD is called Burnin' Love. It's on Delmark Records. Dave Weld and the Imperial Flames. And it's kind of not a takeoff, but Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, the Imperial Flames. There's a little connection there because you and Ed go way back. And
well, Ed and I decided on that name.
Did you really? Isn't that interesting? That you would consult Ed about the name of your band.
Well, you know, we're pretty close. I mean, and I spent so many years doing, you know, the Blues Imperials.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of success, so I wanted everybody to know where I'm coming from.
Yeah. In fact, you guys are so tight that you went ahead and had Ed not only guest appear on your CD, but you told Ed, go ahead and do a boogie for me, man.
Yeah.
Break loose.
It's a good tune.
It sure is. This is Little Ed's Boogie on Dave Weld's Burning Love CD. Let's take a little listen. Little Ed of Little Ed and the Little Ed and the Blue Flames, and we're speaking with Dave Weld, his former guitar player. Now, Dave, you're out on your own, and you guys collaborated a little bit on this new CD. It's wonderful stuff, man. How's it being received out there in Chicago?
How what?
How's your CD being received out there in Chicago?
Oh, we're getting a lot of airplay.
Are you?
I mean, it's all over the country. I mean, there's this blues show down in Alabama called the L.A. Blues Cruise, and it's been number one for 2 months.
Wow, that is
number
great.
One.
That is amazing.
And we just got, I met this guy, Bill Wax.
Oh, sure. He's big famous.
I mean, he's a nice guy. He's playing it all the time on the Sirius, on the Bluesville thing.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, we're all over the place. And we're over in Europe and England. And
are you guys going to get a chance to go to Europe?
Well, I'm working on it. If anybody's listening out there that has an agency to send a bunch of guys over to Europe, I'm ready.
There you go. And you're working tonight, Dave. People listen on the internet to this radio show, too. And just in case people are listening on the internet right now, somewhere near you, you're playing in Chicago somewhere or somewhere in the area tonight?
Tonight we're playing at a Mexican restaurant called Potter's in Naperville, Illinois.
Okay, Potter's.
Yep.
And then you said you got a big gig coming up at Buddy Guy's.
Yeah, it's our CD release party on July 20, Tuesday night.
Tuesday, July 20.
I think Dad's coming by, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you must be feeling good about all this, huh, Dave?
Well, it's a lot of work, you know, and it's a lot of fun, both.
Sure. Sure, of course.
So, I mean, we're happy, you know. Like I say, it took a long time to get the CD out because my mom was sick.
Right.
And we had to take care of her for a long time, and the guys helped out. And Monica helped out.
Well, you hung in there and you pulled it off, Dave. And your CD is a testament to that, man. I want to tell you myself what a great job I think you did on it. And
wow, man, thanks.
We're playing it out here too on the coast, and we hope something could be put together for you, and you can make it out here sometime soon.
I sure love to. We played out in Long Beach many years ago. And that's the closest I can say I've been in a long time.
Well, if you ever get to Long Beach again, just, you know, turn that car a little bit to the right when you get there and just head up the coast, man. And don't stop till you get to the Bay Area.
First, I'll stop over at Steve Freund's house, huh?
Yeah, well, you'll have to go through the Bay Area to get there. He's a little north of here. He might even be listening right now, too. You never know about that guy. Dave, I want to thank you so much for your time, man. I know you're busy getting your thing together for tonight. But you keep up the great work. Keep us posted on what's going on. If you're heading this way, come down and be on the show, okay?
Oh, man, that sounds great. I'll play there, and maybe we can go out and catch a bite to eat.
Sure, we'll do that. Dave Weld, thanks again for all your great music, and keep up the great work, okay?
Well, you know, thank you, because it's guys like you that are, you know what you're talking about, and also you're keeping the blues alive, you know, so we can exist.
Well, thank you, man. And, definitely keep up the great work and have a ball on the 20th at Buddy Guy's.
Okay.
All right, Dave.
That's a definite.
You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Peace out.
Bye.
Your love has changed my life.
Dave Weld right here on KZSU Stanford.